Bootstrapped consumer internet brand Wowskin Science has held talks with P-Major Everstone Group for an investment of up to $55 million, about 415 crore, through a mix of primary capital infusion and secondary share sales, people aware of the negotiations told the Economic Times. The business may be valued at up to 2,000 crore, $266 million, and M-4 times its annual revenue. And NBSP. Meanwhile, DST Global, the investment firm headed by Russian-Israeli billionaire Yuri Milner, may invest up to $400 million, 3,005 crore rupees, in Indian edtech unicorn Byjuice Co. at a valuation of about $10.5 billion, people familiar with the negotiations told the Economic Times. And NBSP. The deal could be signed as early as this weekend, one of the persons said. During the calendar year, Byjuice Co. has already announced two rounds of funding. In January, the company raised a round of funding from Tiger Global Management and General Atlantic, followed by an undisclosed amount in debut investment from Bond Capital, a venture capital firm co-founded by former Kleiner Perkins partner Mary Meeker. In another development, lenders to CG Power have been renegotiating with the Chennai-based Mura Gappa Group to upbid to 1,000 crore, $133 million, from existing 850 crore, people aware of the development told the Economic Times. If concluded, the deal will likely give Mura Gappa at least 70% of the debt-laden company. The investment is contingent upon lenders agreeing to the debt restructuring at CG Power. Separately, the Wellspun Group has also initiated preliminary talks with lenders to buy CG Power, one of the persons cited above said. And NLTCO, other buyers have evinced interest, but lenders are considering Mura Gappa Group as they have already submitted a non-binding offer. The money that the potential investor brings in would be used to meet operating and working capital expenditure. Plus, there will be a separate debt restructuring, and RQO, said a senior bank official involved with the deal. Also, Yes Bank has decided to sell its non-core mutual fund business to cut losses and free up capital, and has received proposals from six entities, two people with direct knowledge of the matter told the Economic Times. Yes Bank has shortlisted two prospective buyers and sent the names to the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for approval, they said. Yes Mutual Fund had assets under management of 57 crore as of June 2020, down from 2,000 crore in March 2019. The decision to sell the mutual fund business was taken at a board meeting late in July, the people said. The entities that are said to have shown interest in buying out Yes Mutual Fund include two Bengaluru-based technology firms, one leading wealth manager, and a proposed joint venture between an Indian entity and a leading global private equity fund, people cited above said. And NBSP. One of the two technology firms is believed to be an e-commerce payment company. Meanwhile, Adani Power is making a second attempt to acquire KSK Mahanadi Thermal Power Producer after 2 years, people in the know told the Economic Times. Adani and SQO's previous bid of 11,000 crore, $1.46 billion, for KSK was rejected by bankers due to differences of opinion in the valuation being offered, the persons said. Canadian asset manager Brookfield is also evaluating a bid for KSK, which has operational power generation capacity of 3,200 megawatts. And NBSP. The Power Finance Corporation-led consortium owns 80% in KSK after lenders converted a part of their 21,000 crore of loans into equity. Additionally, pharma firm Cipla Limited witnessed three senior management exits on Monday, persons in the know told Mint. And NBSP. Nikhil Chopra, chief executive of India Business, along with Nikhil Lalwani, head of India Prescription Business, and Kunal Khanna, cluster head of Chronic and Emerging Business Development, decided to part ways due to personal reasons. And NBSP. The exits had been in the works for a few months. And NLTCO, Chopra has been with the company for around 24 years. Lalwani was transitioned out of the US business into India in January, but he wanted to stay back because his family is based there, and one of the persons said.